Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning. It's time for our Tradio program for this Wednesday. It's the 5th of March. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Robin Hagerman. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Tom.
Thanks for coming in.
And
we're
sure.
We're going to take your phone calls. If you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or you have an announcement, we'll put you on the air. Just a reminder, we've got Region 5 basketball in Ketchikan. The tournament starts today, running through Saturday. Lady Vikings are playing against Wrangell. That tip-off of that game is scheduled at 2 o'clock. And then the boys will follow. They're scheduled to play at 3:45, and they're going to face the Craig Panthers. So the girls against Wrangell at 2, and the boys against Craig at about 3:45. You can hear the games here on KFSK. And we're going to take our first caller, line 1. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Good morning, Robin and Tom. It's Sally calling from Suns.
Good morning, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Good morning. Just letting people know there is bingo this week on Friday. It's open to the community. It's not just for Suns and Norway members. And doors open at 6, bingo starts at 7. And all are welcome. The mobility chair is working, the heat's on, and we're ready to go.
All right, and the heat's on, that's important.
It is important. It was a little chilly a couple weeks ago, but we were there. Wearing those finger gloves, you know.
And do you have any idea what's going to be served for the snacks and such?
Well, I was thinking of an open-faced ham sandwich with a slice of bread and butter slicer on the top, and a lemon bundt cake.
Oh, a bundt cake.
Oh, yeah. Probably whipped cream and strawberries on the side.
Wow. Yeah, I shouldn't say snack. It's more like a full-blown
meal. Mini
meal. Yeah, mini meal. Right.
Like a lunch, evening lunch. Yeah, and we always have popcorn, and we always have candy, we always have half-calf coffee, and we have water and sodas there. Can't get them any cheaper anywhere in town because we only charge a buck for a bottle of water or a can of pop.
So you mentioned half calf again. We talked about this a week ago, I think. And so Folgers makes that?
Uh-huh. It's one of those, you know, gallon things or whatever they are, the big round things with the black lid. Yeah, that says half calf right on the front.
Yeah, I've just never heard of that. It's just...
Yeah, I've been using it for years. We don't want our people to be too excited, you know, going home and not being able to sleep till 3 a.m.
Sure.
We actually have more water drinks, I think, than anything. But those that want coffee, it's there.
Yeah. All right. Well, great. Well, thank you, Sally.
You're welcome. And thanks to you guys. Have
okay.
a great week.
Yeah, you too. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, and as I mentioned, we've got basketball on the radio today. This is the Region 5 tournament. It's down in Ketchikan. We know the team left on both teams left on Monday. And as the tournament is double elimination, the top two teams will go on to the state tournament. And of course, we know that the boys are the 2A state champions. So they've got their work to do at the region tournament and try to get back to state and defend their title. And the girls also hoping to get on to state. So the girls are playing against Wrangell this afternoon. I think they've split games this year, Wrangell and Petersburg, on the girls' side. So should be a really, really good game today. And we've got some good announcers for you today down at the tournament, and we'll be following them through the tournament. So we don't know when they play next. That depends on whether they go to the winner's bracket or the loser's bracket. So we'll find that out. But we do know that the girls are playing against Wrangell at 2 this afternoon. The boys will follow, and that's going to be at 3:45. And so we've got a couple of callers coming in, so we're going to get back to our callers. We'll take a caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, it
Hillary.
Is.
Yeah. Oh, hey. I didn't know what line I was on. This is Hillary from Fish and Game. I know I called in a few weeks ago, but I just wanted to, and I know you guys are reading the PSA, thank you, but I just wanted to call in and say we are offering a basic hunter's education class. You have to do some online coursework before the field day, but the field day will be on Saturday, March 15th, and that's the last weekend of spring break. So I'd just like to give people a heads up so that I can get the online course done and completed and pass that. It's $20, but you don't have to pay that until you pass the test at the end of the course online. And it's for the classes for, you know, 10 years and up, all the way up to adults, mostly because of the reading level of the coursework online. That's why we suggest 10 years or older. And adults sometimes want to take it because they may need that certificate to go hunt in another state somewhere. They might require basic hunter's ed.
Right.
So it's open to all ages, 10 and up. And if you're thinking of taking the class, please give me a call here at Fish and Game, and I'll put you on the list so we kind of know who will be coming. Or if you have any questions about the class and or need help finding the online class, I'd be happy to help you. And my number here is 907-772-3801.
And Hillary, what's the how much time is it take for the online?
Oh, sorry. Online, they say 6 to 8 hours. You know, it just depends on how fast you are reading it and doing it. That's what they say. So
you know, is that
a few evenings?
But it's But you can stop and continue on from where you were.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can break that up. Yeah, you can break that up and just get it done. And then when you're all done, you get a certificate that says you've completed it, and that's what you need to get into the field day.
Okay.
And field day will be from 10 to 4 on that Saturday, March 15th. And so it's at the end of spring break, so that if it's kids that are doing it, that gives them spring break to kind of get that coursework done. But give me a call and tell me if you're intending on coming. That would be helpful.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Hillary.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, and next caller on line two. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Good morning, this is Sarah C. calling about an Arts Council event coming up on March 18th.
Oh, good.
We have, Unit Sozo is coming to town, and they are a multi-layered performance weaving together taiko drumming, Japanese folk dance, and storytelling.
Wow.
Pause for effect.
Yeah.
This is so cool. Okay. So the posters are up around town, and tickets are available at Lee's Clothing. They are $20 or $15 for youth. The doors open at 6:30. We're doing it at Friends of Norway Hall at 7 p.m. And, it's going to be fun. They have these huge drums, and it's going to be very, very special, and the Arts Council is thrilled that we can bring such a unique performance to Petersburg.
So will they be on the floor or up on the stage?
They'll be on the floor.
Okay, yeah, with the huge drums.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like 32-inch drums.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be quite a process for us. We'll be picking them up. They'll be performing in Wrangell, and we'll pick them up on the 16th out at Banana Point and bring all these beautiful drums to town and load up at Sons in Norway. And we're looking for more people who might want to help load and unload things around the day of the performance, which is actually, again, the 18th. And they're also going to go to the schools and do a couple of performances there. So it should
be a
really unique, cool experience. So, be sure to go down to Lee's Clothing to get a ticket, or you can also, there's also the QR code on the poster, so you can get your tickets right there.
So the performance on Tuesday the 18th is in the evening, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yes.
7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. I recommend getting there, early and feeling out the space. I believe there is something in the program that has to do with filling in some information on a little card. So there must be some kind of interactive
Oh, cool.
Okay, so yeah, run the what it is again. That I was exactly. listening and I was not writing. Yeah. So what do you call
sure.
it?
It's Unit Sozu, and it's spelled UNIT. Second word is Sozu, SOUZOU. And I could be saying that wrong. Sozu, I think. March 18th. And it's a multi-layered performance weaving taiko drumming, Japanese folk dance, and storytelling. And they have the Japanese characters on the poster. And there's three sets of them, and it says creation, imagination, and noisy.
Great.
Isn't that cute?
I love it. It really sounds so very interesting and entertaining.
Exactly. Right? It's exactly what the Arts Council wants to do, bring new things to town that we wouldn't normally see here in Petersburg.
Right.
So it's a great opportunity for all of us.
Yeah,
we're
that's
very
great.
Proud.
Well, great. Yes. Thank you.
All
absolutely.
Right.
All right. So
that's
tickets at Lee's Clothing, $20.
Yep. $15 right. for youth.
Youth 15. You got it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for bringing them to town.
Oh, I'm so proud of everybody. We're going to have a great time. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks. All right. That's great. That's our Petersburg Arts Council. And next caller on line 3. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. Dave Berg calling.
Morning, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Just wanted to give a report. Nancy and I and the Volks are back from Tanzania. And you remember, through the month of January, we were collecting money for uniforms for kids, underprivileged kids in Monduli, one of the small towns that we've had a relationship with for years. We ended up, having a goal of about $700 to help out these kids, and we ended up collecting over $3,700 to help the community. And so I wanted to really put a thank you out to the community for that, to the Petersburg Lutheran Church, to Thrivent, to the Petersburg Rotary Club, and everyone who participated. So it was a tremendous success. Not only were we able to provide uniforms and some sweaters and school supplies to these underprivileged kids, we met with the headmaster from the Myers Primary School there, and we determined that the extra money that we would have could be used for one of their other projects that they felt was a priority for them. Water is in short supply there in Monduli. We're used to turning on our tap and getting, water from the borough, just on a moment's notice. But there, they can leave their tap on for a week and not have any water actually coming out of it because the city doesn't have enough water to spread out to everyone in the community. So the members of the community collect rainwater, and they had a complete building that they had built, and we're not collecting any of the rainwater that comes off of them. For use, for, hand washing, for hygiene, for flushing toilets, that kind of thing. So they took the extra money and they bought two big plastic storage tanks and all the plumbings and fittings and hired a contractor. And in the week after we had given them the money, they already had a platform built for the tanks and were, probably 3/4 of the way done with, making the installation happen. So, very good news. Money goes a long ways there. And certainly happy that, we're able to provide the community with, provide their community with, love from Petersburg to get their project done.
Wow, that's really a good report, Dave.
Yeah. It was exciting to be there and really moving for all of us to be involved in I need some of the kids that were there at the school, even though we were there on a Saturday. There were two classes there, one that was celebrating their teacher's birthday, and they made a cake for her, and everybody from the class came to celebrate her birthday. And then there was a whole other class of kids that were there studying for their final exams. So we were able to interact with a lot of kids while we were there and really see a facility, which is top-notch facility for kids to be able to, learn not only English but everything else in their curriculum. So have to report on that.
Yeah, that's great, Dave. That's really nice to hear.
Yeah, good. Well, we'll have some pictures, and maybe follow up with a story with your folks. And I know that Dennis has posted some pictures on the Facebook, Petersburg Rotary Facebook page, but we'll have some more information there about what we're doing and what we continue to do with the schools in the small town in Tanzania. Secondly, coming up in 3 weeks now is the distribution of Rotary Roses. Rotary has long provided roses for your loved one or someone you want to recognize in the community. The cost for those are $30 a dozen. You can go and order them online at PetersburgRotary.org or take a look for a poster around town with a QR code to get an order together. Or someone can contact me at 518-1199. Or any other Rotarian to get some Rotary roses. And those, again, will be delivered on March 26th on Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Well, Dave, one quick question. So the website to order those online, is that Petersburg all spelled out?
Yes, PetersburgRotary.org.
.org. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Sure. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
You bet. Bye, guys.
All right. Well, good to have those guys back. That's an excellent report that they all the kids that needed the uniforms got them, and then take the rest and help them with their water for the community there. Well, that is it. It's 28 minutes past 9. I think we can get to a rundown, Robin.
Sure. Sally with the Suns called. Bingo on Friday upstairs at the Suns. All are welcome. Doors open at 6 and bingo starts at 7. Hillary from Fish and Game called, and they are offering a basic hunter's course. You have to do the coursework online. It's for 10 years old and older. The field day will be Saturday, March 15th from 10 to 4. The online coursework is about 6 to 8 hours, kind of depending on how fast you can read. You can break that up and do that in smaller segments of your time if you need to. It is $20, and you can pay for that when you pass the test. If you could give her a call at 907-772-3801 and talk with Hillary and let her know that you're planning on participating in this. Sarah C. called from the Petersburg's Art Council, and they are bringing a group to town on Tuesday, March 18th. It's called Unit Suzu. It's a multi-layer performance with taiko drums, Japanese folk dancing, and storytelling. It really sounds like a wonderful, interesting performance.
It'll be great.
Tickets are available at Lee's for $20. It's $15 for youth. That performance will start at 7 at the Suns, and the doors will open at 6:30. So you probably want to go and as soon as the doors are open.
And get your seat. And big thank you to the Arts Council for always bringing some interesting acts into town.
And then our last thing, Dave Berg called. They just returned from the Tanzania trip where they had fundraised for with a goal of $700. They actually received $3,700 was collected to buy uniforms for some underprivileged students there. They also were able to buy them some sweaters and the uniforms and school supplies. And the extra money went to help them finish a water project. So they were able to complete that project by buying 2 plastic storage tanks, the plumbing and fittings, and getting that all working. Dave also wanted to let people know that Rotary Roses are coming up for sale. It's a fundraiser for the Rotary Club. They're $30 a dozen. You can order them online at petersburgrotary.org. They will be delivered on March 26th. And if you want to not order online, you can see Dave Berg or give him a call at 907-518-1199.
All right. Thank you, Robin. That wraps up Tradio for today. It's 9:30. We'll have a jet report for you from Viking Travel coming up here in a little bit. And coming up at 10 o'clock, heart health is the topic on the weekly healthcare discussion that's statewide on public radio across Alaska. And if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to share, Dr. Ann Zink is on the program today. That phone number is 888-353-5752. That's coming up here in a half hour. And this afternoon, Leo Luzak is your host for Street Beat at 12:30, and we start our broadcast of basketball from the Region 5 basketball tournament at 2 o'clock. The Lady Vikings playing Wrangell at 2, followed by Petersburg Vikings against Craig at 3:45. Hope you have a great day.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.